Denise, can you tell me why you're here today?
Yes, we're here because it's a demonstration against violence towards women. And in particular, we're here on behalf of Palestinian women, as you can see, Lina Jarboni, who's captive at the moment in an Israeli prison.
Why?
Because she was forced to make a false confession because they were threatening her mother, for example. So she decided to confess to what they were making her sign in order to protect her.
Do you know what the confession was about?
To say that she had done stuff against the Israeli government, but she hadn't done anything. But basically, she's in a G4S prison and she's being tortured.
So how long has she been held now?
I think she's got 7 years more of a 21-year sentence.
But it's 17 years.
She's got 17 years left. Yeah, so what can we do?
Well, I think we're here to raise awareness of what's happening to not just all women, because there's violence against women all over the world, but what's happening in Palestine and in occupied territories, you don't get to hear about. So we're here to speak up for them.
Well, thank you very much. Now, can you tell me what your part is in this campaign?
I'm also here to stand up for Palestinian women's rights, as well as to support the people that are here today for international women's rights, and in particular what we're here raising awareness about is the torture that is often used on women in Israeli prisons, and sometimes
power to these women.
Some of these prisons are run by the group G4S, which we abhor, and we would like to be disenfranchised from a lot of the projects that they're employed by the British government. They're complicit in a lot of torture. They're complicit in running some of the Israeli jails.
It's all about the G4 security.
Yeah, G4 security.
Run the prisons over here.
They do. And they also run some of the guarding transports.
To be in control of their lives.
Okay. We're not happy with them at all.
I mean, they've been the individual woman and girl survivor of sexual violence.
My brain's gone now.
Is an expert in her own life.
G4S Group, and therefore we've had so many bad connections in the past few years, and yet they're still getting government contracts in this country.
We know there's an
okay. Well, I didn't know that, so we'll.
Yeah. 400,000.
Thanks so much.
They've also. They're also responsible in this country for. Eviction of illegal refugees, and a man died being repatriated to Africa under the control of G4S. They're a horrible group.
95,000 women raped.
Thank you. I'm sure a lot of people don't know that about the G4S group. So
no, they don't like people to know. They keep it quiet.
Right. Shame, okay. Shame. Well, thanks for the information, and let's hope we can get Lena out.
Young woman.
Oh, you got one. That's okay. I've got one.
20 hours to force her to come back to court.